So, we have a lot of problems. We have so many problems, sorting them by which problems everyone is neglecting and which we have any traction at all on is a job all its own. Some of those problems are so hard to solve, I am pretty sure I would not understand a correct solution on a blueprint if you showed it to me. And we can fail. Sometimes we will. I want you to understand that. I want to understand that. The laws of nature do not care. The Chartists never got their list of demands satisfied. People still die of stupid, preventable industrial accidents. We die of fires and of plague and of car crashes, and those are the problems we basically know how to fix. Maybe in 100 years, we'll have answers for Parkinson's and scarpiopenia the way we now have answers for scurvy, but right now we don't. Every human being who died under slavery is a tragedy that can never be undone. Some of us in this room would say that's true of every human being who has ever died, full stop. And we just keep dying, just a little faster than one person every other second. I don't know how to fix that. We just sang about what happens when things break, but I don't know how to make sure they never do. Maybe somebody else does, but I don't know who. No rescuer hath the rescuer. To make the world better, we're going to have to act under uncertainty. We need to take risks. There isn't another way to act. And I'm afraid of that. I want to work on computers where I can back things up and test them exhaustively. Courage is the Hogwarts virtue that I have the least of, and I wish we could all take... We have a hand.
It's false that you can test things exhaustively on a computer.
You can test them until you're exhausted.
And the end user will find a case you didn't test for and find a bug therein.
That was not the false... That was encouragement for trying, and that was not the thing I put it false thing I put in. I wish we could take as long as we needed to build up the courage to take the next step, but I don't think the world is going to wait for us, and I hope somebody here tonight is braver than I am, because I'm still here, hanging out in the city where I've got friends, still in a job where nobody dies if I mess up. Getting more anxious by the year, accumulating fractures and aversions faster than I get over them. I keep thinking if I read more about the problems, if I make a few more friends in the field, accumulate a little more resources, then it will be time to make a move. Hesitation is always easy, rarely useful. There are so many dangers in the world. There are also so many heroes. We're not doomed. We just... We have a hand.
Hesitation is not always easy. It is often useful.
Well, that wasn't the false thing I deliberately put in. Encouragement for trying. We're not doomed. We do just have a big to-do list. Earlier I said, no rescuer hath the rescuer, but that's not true. If a firefighter falls, there are other firefighters usually willing to go pull them out of the building. Yes, Julia? No, Lily.
He's the tall one.
You're sitting down. It made it hard to tell.
You did just say that the thing you said earlier was not true. Therefore.
Taman, I had you reread this thing like 6 times. No. All right. Also encouragement, and also I think you might be right, and that was not what I intended. There are 2 false things in this solstice. There are other firefighters if one firefighter falls over. There are so many heroes in the world. The smallpox plague fell to Edward Jenner and Donald Henderson and others. Claire Patterson and Herbert Needleman sounded the alarm against yes. Cool.
I saw something wrong and it was incorrect.
Sounded the alarm against the pollution of leaded gasoline. Norman Burlaw struck an immense blow against famine with better wheat. They may bury our bodies when we die, but we are not dead yet. And as long as any human is left standing, we're not going to stop trying to make things better. We are not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. We are not going to let fear stop us from making tomorrow brighter than today. And I am 100% confident that someday every human being will grow up in health and safety. That
you're not 100% confident.
That one was the one I put in. I am not 100% sure of anything. That is the, well, you're correct. I am not actually that sure. I told you earlier that 0 and 1 are not probabilities, that 100% confident is not really a thing anyone gets to know. And just now I said 100% confident someday everyone would grow up in health and safety, that we'd last as long as the stars did. That was the one lie I planned to put in here. I am not actually sure of that. I'm maybe 60%, but for tonight, for the moment, I'm really glad to be around people who will tell me if I'm falling short, if I ask for that. Thank you for having the courage to speak up when you thought that something was false.
I'm really glad to be around people who tell me when I fall short, even if I don't ask them.
I am not sure if this ask was fair or not. It's certainly a very weird thing to do during a holiday celebration. But then this is a weird holiday. I really wish that I could be sure that we were on a safe path to human flourishing for ages untold, but I don't think we are, and I don't know what moves we make to change that. When we don't know the whole path, we can still try and do the next right thing.